welcome to Beer on Tap with Perry Miller. There's a long tradition in cold climates of partaking in warming winter drinks that help, at least mentally, to take a bit of the chill off a cold night. Winter warmers and Christmas ales, drinking spiced and fortified ales around the holidays, dates back at least 1,000 years.
Here we come a-wassailing among the leaves of green. Here we come a-wandering so fair.
You know this song, of course. Well, the wassail is a warming winter drink made with ale, spices, fruit, and sometimes even eggs. Spiced ales and the winter warmer both have roots in England. Seth Cook at Wooden Lakes Brewing in Brookings.
The winter warmer, and what I like most about it is it's a great beer for sipping, and it reminds me of maybe sitting around a fireplace or enjoying with friends. They're usually a brown ale or a dark ale, and usually not heavily carbonated. Very British in origin. They're usually pretty complex. Like they winter ales and holiday ales usually age well. You know, that's a component of not only the complexity, but sometimes the alcohol content. You know, they're not light beers by any stretch of the imagination. They are really a beer that I've enjoyed to sit down and have like one of them. The British of origin, but probably a derivative of the strong ales or maybe barley wine, somewhere in that realm.
According to the Beer Judges Certification Program, a winter warmer does not have any added spices, but it may still have spicy flavors.
So the yeast sometimes are allowed to ferment a little bit warmer on them, not enough to get any of the off flavors, but definitely some of the more pronounced spice flavors. And some of the winter warmers actually do add other sugars to increase that activity. So not just malt, but whether it be honey or even cane sugar. You know, there's some breweries that elect to use that just to increase the fortitude and also draw out some of the nuanced flavors of using those different types of fermentables.
Winter warmers are going to be malt driven, perhaps a touch sweet, low in bitterness, often with a warming alcohol touch. There may be spicy and fruity flavors thanks to the yeast. And now the spiced or Christmas or holiday ale, that's a different beast.
At the pub here, we made what would be considered by this definition a Christmas ale. Not exclusively served for Christmas, but it definitely has some of the, those holiday notes to it. So that's what our take is on it. These are great beers to drink in a tulip. These are really intended to be beers to share. These are communal beers. These are great beers to sit down and have conversation with.
More on the Wooden Legs Holiday Ale when Beer Untapped continues.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow's glistening. A beautiful sight. Oh, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we discuss winter warmers and holiday ales. Wooden Legs has brewed a holiday ale that'll be out this week. Christmas or holiday ale can be nearly any style, usually malt-driven, low in bitterness, spices, and sometimes even fruits or fruit flavors added. The style was rejuvenated in America thanks to Anchor Brewing. They introduced their annual Christmas ale back in 1975, and it's a tradition that continues to this very day.
Some of the other breweries use adaptations of their brown ale, and they do some of the holiday spices. They don't necessarily increase the fortitude out of them, but you can find different brown ales with different components, whether some of them use molasses, some of them use honey, some of them, you know, other elements. Those, again, are maybe derivatives of this family, and they're released around the same type of year. I think it probably, this whole show probably should make you a little bit thirsty for some of these warm, malty beers.
And think holiday spices and flavors, you know, ginger, cinnamon, nutmeg, cloves, sometimes vanilla. Some brewers even use lagers as the base for their holiday beers.
They can use a lot of the same malts and a lot of the same spices. They just happen to build them using the lager yeast. So I've seen some of those. And then you also can see some of the Belgian beers have a lot of, like, the doubles. I associate a lot of those spices, and I don't even know if they use all of them necessarily use those proper spices, but they're definitely made with a yeast that brings those to the table, brings those components.
A number of Belgian breweries make wonderful holiday beers, but they're not easily found in South Dakota. But the Wooden Legs Spice Winter Ale will be easy to find. A British strong ale with nutmeg, vanilla, cinnamon, and ginger added. I got to collaborate on this recipe, and I've tasted the beers. It's progressed, and it's going to be the perfect holiday ale. Really good. It'll be available for Tap Handle members this week and for everybody next week. And speaking of Tap Handle Club members, a special party coming your way Saturday, December 15th.
And what we're going to be doing is we're going to be tapping for the first time on draft our three versions of Pogonophilia. So you can come on back and we'll have available to Tap Panel Club members. They'll be able to enjoy the Pogonophilia. We've got a couple other things kind of planned for that night. So stay tuned. If you guys aren't Tap Panel Club members, we do have a segmented membership. You can buy a full membership every year when it's our annual birthday, but there is some segments for partial years, and you come talk to the bartenders about that, and they can set you up with it. And it gives you access to events like this and our private Facebook page and all the other cool little benefits.
And Wooden Legs is holding a watch party Saturday, 1 p.m. for the SDSU football game. Come watch the Jacks on the big screen at Wooden Legs, and be sure to look for the Wooden Legs Spiced Winter Ale. You're going to like it. That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.